Today we're going to be talking about finding yourself. And what I mean by this is not only, you know, getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, making your eggs, looking in the mirror, and, you know, whoop, there you go, that's you, you found yourself, hello, you know, totally not what I mean. All I want to say is, to find someone else is one thing, you know, you fall in love. Even in your first love, your first true relationship, you find someone else. You begin to love them for who they are as a person. And you read every little detail about them. Okay, good. We can all flash back and remember a time when we did this. Now I want you to take every little examination that you had for that person and apply it to yourself. Apply it to the mirror. When you brush your teeth in the morning, hopefully everyone listening brushes their teeth in the morning. Stay fresh, kids out there. Haha. But in reality, if you start to examine yourself like you have examined a past loved one or a family member or someone that you have met, then you will slowly but surely notice the good things about you and the things you need to work on. Now, let me back it up a little bit. Ooh. All right. Now, listen. I said finding yourself, not losing yourself. There's a difference. In 2015, I lost myself. I fell in love with a musician, and I wanted to be just like this musician. Don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong with me loving some other musician. The fact is, I became obsessed. Now, there's a word for this. It's in the Webster's Dictionary now. Thank you, Eminem. Shout out to Slim Shady. It's called being a stan. I was a stan to Mac Miller. And this was awesome for a while, but it really kept me from expanding my mind to new possibilities, new outcomes. So when you lose yourself, you basically find someone else and you want to be like them. That is losing yourself. Now to find yourself, you must look deep within your soul, your being, your shine, your gold mine. Finding yourself, trying to find your soul is like digging for gold. I guarantee you guys listening right now, the best way to start doing this, step one, rule number one, numero uno, meditation. I can't stress this enough. I cannot stress this enough. People, I'm telling you, all you gotta do, crisscross applesauce, and you clear your mind. This alone. Daily, before bed, in the morning when you rise, however time, whatever time, this alone would allow you to open the mind. Now, children, don't get me confused. Don't get me confused at all. I'm not a pastor nor a preacher. I am simply only someone that is on the same journey as you. I walk the same path, but I got different shoes. I'm telling you guys this because I had no one in my ear to tell me what I need to do to find myself. I currently have been able to identify many, many descriptive behaviors that my soul has. But have I truly found my entire soul? No, I don't believe so. It's a process. It's a journey. But don't you think the people that have found themselves are way, way above the standard motherfucking generic ass person? You know, rewind that and think about it over and over and over and over again. And you tell me, you guys tell me if I'm right or wrong in this scenario, in this situation. This is reality. Find yourself, love yourself, figure it out. Peace, love, and harmony. Peace and profit. Love you.